Harper Audio presents Starling by Leslie Livingston. Read by the author. Chapter 1. Come on, Mace. Where's that killer instinct? Callum Aristarchos bounced lightly on the balls of his feet, the tip of his fencing saber tracing tiny, taunting spirals in the air. En garde! Mason Starling's gaze narrowed behind the wire mesh of her cage mask, and she sank lower into her stance, thigh muscles searing with fatigue. She shook her head sharply to clear her mind as the sweat dripped, blinding into her eyes. Concentrate. The blade in her hand wavered, dipping as if in uncertainty. She retreated a half step. And Callum Aristarchos made his move, feet crossing over each other in a blur. He ran at her and thrust for her heart. His left arm flung back, spine arching like a dancer's, only slightly overextending himself. Mason dropped into a deep, leg-punishing lunge, scooped her blade back up, and...
A hit!
No! Toby Fortier, fencing coach drill sergeant and not someone to argue that kind of point with, snorted and marked the practice score sheet.
She tagged you good, Aristarchos, which also means she wins again. Whining about it just makes you look like a girl.
He glanced up at Mason as she pulled off her headgear and grinned.
A girl who can't fight like Mason.
Callum took off his own mask and flipped his practice foil around in the air, catching it by the blade just under the guard. He sauntered back over to where Mason stood, his green eyes flashing and a wry smile bending his mouth up at one corner. Mason noticed that his face still glowed with the remnants of a deep summer tan, part of what made him look like a magazine model.
Okay, Callum said, nudging her with his elbow. I guess you found that killer instinct.
Sure, Mason agreed. Or you just got cocky. That lunge left you wide open. Not for